So the more answer is, I'll tell you the reason why over here Shmuel will agree to say that we say Rishon, Rishon Kono. Why does Shmuel agree like this? That you say what, it's always a Kamdina. So I'll explain one second. Shmuel, I'm saying I'm a Kamdina, call me Shmuel, where am I? The Shmuel of the Kashmir was in Eresha. So when I say I'm selling you 30 saw for 30 seller, so then it says even though I measured out 29, I could still be chayzer. So that's the question. Why can you be chayzer? Lemaisa, when you count it out 1, 2, 3, 4, we should say, come dina, leave it the way it is. Like you want to sell them 30, and you run your way to get to 30. So every one you count is like part of the 30. So if you hold the slur of come dina, you should not be able to retract. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, hey, that's a special svar over there. As Rishbam says, by your sale, Ovid Rabbanim Ilsa Kleimar, Lekach Tiknu V'yavachomim, Shiyachulachzor, you know why the Moicher has the right to retract until he takes the whole thing. The Bosa Dasa Lekach V'yamoicher Azli, Rabbanim went Bosa after both of them. Doch Yenichol Tavar, they're both happy this way. Like even the lekeach, the one that's buying it, is also happy. Sometimes he wants to retract. Sometimes the mecha wants to retract. So therefore, even though I said I'm selling you 30, and I'm starting to count out 1, 2, 3, but Kozma, I didn't count all 30, I have a right to retract. Because that's the svara, that Kozma, you didn't get everything. Maybe the price goes up, maybe the price goes down, maybe the mecha wants to retract. Maybe the Lekech wants to retract. Therefore, there it's not called Komdina, because the Rabbanim went after the Das of the Marchim and the Lekech. That's why over there they both have a right to retract. But over here, when the first two brothers made a Chalukah, that was a good Chalukah at the time. At the time they thought there's only two brothers, so those two brothers divided up. Later they come out to be a third brother, so each one of those two have to give a little bit back to the first one. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, on Kuv Zayin hold him, yeah. Yeah, hold him off Kuv Zayin number Aleph. Yeah, on top. Gemara says, Itma, not like this, the second line. Itma, Achin Shechoku, two brothers, let's say, the father died, they made Yerusha, and they divided up the Yerusha. There were four fields there, each one took two apiece. Obo Baal Chayv, and later a Baal Chayv of the father, that the father owed money to, comes now to collect the money. He has a shtar, and the karka is meshubid, so he has the right to take away the karka from the assignment, from the yorshim. Now, v'notal chalko shalachanehen, he had a right to collect the value of, let's say, a field or two fields. So he took away one of the two brothers, his complete yerusha he took away. So one brother got all his yerusha taken away. So what do we do now? So it's a machlokes. Rav Omer Rav says, Botla Machlaikis. Listen, the first division they made up is Botla. Like first they made a Chalukah, true, one brother, Reuven, got half the fields, Shimon got the other half. But now that Baal Chayv took away Reuven's portion, Reuven has a right to say to Shimon, listen, the fields that you have, we have to divide over again. Like that's what's left from our father's Yerusha, and we have to go 50-50 of that. You have to give me half of your portion. We have to go over again, make a new Chalukah. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, Vitter. Shmuel says no, that the other brother loses out. We'll soon see why. When Reuben and Shimon, they both divided up, they're like Lekuchas, and therefore when the Baal Chayv now takes it away from Reuben, so Reuben loses out, but he has no right to go to Shimon. Shimon does not have Namachuyev to pay him back. Ravasi says, like he's Masupik, he has a Sufik, what we should say, and therefore the svar is, Noita Revia Bakarka, that this Reuven, the one that lost the kark was taken away from him, he has the right to go back now to the other brother and get a quarter of it. In other words, not to get half of his property. He can't take half of his property. Only a quarter he could take.
Yeah.
And it's the Lashon HaGemara is a revi b'moyis and a revi of money, which Rashbam says it means oh. In other words, we'll soon see Rav Asi has a suffix whether this other brother Reuven has a right to collect, to take back from Shimon. So therefore, since it's like a suffix, we say Chokin. And therefore, he has the right not to get back half of the property, but to only get back a quarter of the property. Now, Shimon, if he wants to, Shimon could give him back a quarter of the property, or else Shimon could give him a quarter of the money. Either one of the two he can give him. So again, this is the machlokes here when we had two brothers, and they yashin their father, and they split the fields. Each one got a field apiece. Now a Baal Chayv comes and says, listen, your father owes me money, and he took away the property from one brother. So Shalom is, what does the other brother have to do now? So a three-way machlokes. Samar explains
what the machlokes is like this. Samar says, Rava, Marav says, Botla Machlokes, that now that the Baal Chayv of the father came and took away the property from the first brother, he has the right to go back to the second brother and say, listen, my property was taken away, what you have left over from my father, we have to split, we have to make a new chalukah. That's called Botla Machlokes. Why? Kosova, because Rav holds, Ho'achen Shecholku Yorshimhein. When brothers divide up the Yerusha they got from the father, it's called Yerushalayim. But it's called like this is the property you're getting from your father. And like the Rashbam explains, you hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira means that later on when the two of the brothers divide up the four fields, the father left over, you get two and I get two, it's considered the two that I got now is like from my father. It's as if my father Mamish gave me these two, and the father Mamish gave you those two. So when we hold on to these fields, it's still considered like we're holding on to the father's fields. I have my father's fields, and you have my father's fields. Therefore, for Baal Chayv, somebody comes to collect the money that my father owned, so the karka is meshubed, he has a right to get from the karka. Now, who is holding on to the father's karka? Both of us. So therefore, really, both of us have to pay that chayv. So it so happened that the Baal Chayv went to one brother and took away his property. But that brother has a right to say to the second brother, listen, you also have our father's property. You also are supposed to pay back the chayv of our father. So therefore, since I paid up the chayv with my property, we have to go over again and make another chalukah. As if to say, now what's left over from our father's property? Only the two fields that you have. So those two fields we have to divide up equally. That's Rav's svara. That Rav holds Achen Shechoku is called Yerushalayim. We say Yesh Breira, and they're always holding on to the father's fields. So whatever's taken away still belongs to the father. So therefore, they both have to share the expense. That's what Rav holds. Here, yeah. Shmuel says no vitter. Shmuel says this first brother that the property was taken away loses out. He can't get Reuven, can't get anything from Shimon. Why not? How come the other brother keeps his property? Because Kosava Shmuel holds, Ha'achin Shechoku Lukuchasein. He holds Ein Brera. No, when the father dies, we do not know exactly which property belongs to who. So how do they make a division? How do they divide up? It has to be like a condition, like the property that I'm getting, even though maybe they're supposed to go to you, but you're selling it to me. So it's like Lekucha saying, like, one's buying the property off the other one. It's like you're selling me your property to me, and I'm selling you my property. And also, Shaloi B'Achrayas Dami. It's like I sold it without Achrayas. I'm selling you this property now without it. I have no responsibility for it. Let's say it's going to be taken away from you, like over here. Let's say my father's Baal Chayv is going to come now and take the property away from you. You don't get the money back from me. And Rashbam speaks out, even though usually we hold Achrayis Toyis Seifahim,
Usually when you sell property, even though you don't speak it out, you mean the achrayis. Min astam, it's always considered the achrayis. Yeah. Rishbam says though, Hani mili hechi bizov and karka mechavri. That's if you go buy property, you go down and spend money and buy property off your friend, so min astam the svara is, the leshadi image is uzi bichti. Nobody throws their money away for nothing. So if I'm paying a few $100,000 for the house, I mean to say bechrayis, that if this house is taken away from me, I want my money back. That's because you're spending money. Av legabi Yerushas Achin, but when two brothers divide up the Yerusha of the father, they're not spending any money now, they're not laying out any money now. So such a svara is that now we divide up, and it's like I'm selling you my portion, you're selling me your portion, there's no achrayus here. We're like speaking out, I'm selling it to you, your portion, I'm selling you, you're selling me yours. Babrav achrayus. Therefore, if a Baal Chayv came and took away from one brother, that brother loses out, but he has no right to collect back from the other brother. That's what Shmuel holds. Now, the third sheet, the words that we say Chokim, verse says, Ravasi Misafkale. Ravasi has a doubt. Iyoshin Heve, Ilukuchas Heve. Ravasi has a doubt what will be the locha. Is it called Kiyoshin or is it called Klukuchas? Leferukach. Night the revi the carcass, mamish like moment I'm into the sulfic. Even though Taka the other brother is a muhsik in it, but on the side we say Yorshim Hevei, so then the chaluk is bottle, so the first brother has a right to take away half of the property from the second brother. But he has a right to say, all your property now belongs to both of us. That's only one side, that's if you say Yorshim. But he also has a doubt, maybe to say, it's Klukuchas Dami. Therefore, he said, it's like Mammon and Mutzvah Sefik, that we say Chokin. Therefore, you only have a right to get a quarter of the property. Either he'll pay you the value of the quarter, or else he'll give you the money, or else he'll give you the property, a quarter of the property. Yes. Yeah. Because that's a Zukach, not Reviva Kak, Reviva Mois. Amara Papa says, Hilchasa Bechol Hani Shmaitatel. All the lachas we had before, is Mekamtsin. In the case when we have a doubt where the first met a chalukah, and the first were two brothers, and then the third brother showed up, so we do not take away completely the first chalukah, we leave it. Just Mekamtsin, we make those first two brothers, each one give away a third to the third brother, that they'll all end up with a third. Our main says no, but Lamachlekes, we have before, no, like Rav, that we make a new division. First you divided up the two brothers half and half. But it was wrong, because now we find out there's a third brother there. So you have to dissolve the first chalukah and do it over again. Anytime when the brothers made a chalukah, and it comes out at that time it was wrong, they first divided because they thought there were only two brothers. Now we find out that there's a third brother involved, he has a portion also, it's called Botla Machlekes, that you have to make a new type of a chalukah. That's what we hold. Yeah. Something where it says, Tana Rabbanan, what are the brides like this? Shloisha Sheyardu Loshem. Three people went down to make a shuma. In the case where Beis Din has to sell the property of Yisaimim, the case where father dies, so the Yarshim, the sons, the boys that are Yisaimim, they Yarshim. Let's say there's a mother left over, let's say there are daughters, they have to get Mizonis. So what Beis Din goes down and sells the property, and with the money from the property, they give Mizonis, they give food to the wife or to the daughters. Now who sells the property? A Beis Din of three. That's called Shloisha Sheyodu Loshim. Three people sat down like a Beis Din to value how much the property of the Yisaimim is worth and to sell it them to get the money to give for them for Panasa. So, Echadayim B'mana. One dying, one person said, this field is worth $100. Ushnayim B'mana. The other two said, no, this field is worth $200. Worth the opposite way. Echadayim B'mana. One of them said, the field is worth $200. Ushnayim B'mana. And two of them said, no, it's only worth $100. So what's the locha? Achir Ravim Lahatais. And therefore, Boto Yochid Ben Yuta. the yochid, the one that says his one day, he has to give it to the other two. And we always know the klal, achre rabim hatos. So one against two, we have to listen to the one that says the one the day of the two. So they say it's worth 200 to 100, that's what it's worth. What's going to be like this though? Echad oimer b'mona. One of them says it's worth $100. V'yechad oimer b'esrim. And one says it's worth 20. Now a mona really is 25 sloyim. So one said it's worth 25 sloyim. Shtam says, Echram b'mona, tainu chof hei sloyim. 100 dinrin, but that's 25 sloyim. That's what one said. V'yechram b'esrim. One said, no, the field is not worth that much. It's only worth 20 sloyim. That's all. B'esrim sloyim. Yeah. So Kitzi says worth 5 sloyim less. Yeah. The echadayim b'shloshim, and one said, no, it's worth 30 sloyim. It's worth 5 sloyim more. So one said 25, one said 20, and one said 30. Is the one that said mana a mana a me? The one that said mana, that's 25 sloyim. So Kitzi, the three dayanim, and each one said different prices. One said 25, one said 30, one said 20. So what do you listen to here? Totsamach Lakis. So Nidin Bimana, the Tanakhama says, we go bust of the middle one. The middle one that said it's worth the money, 25, that's the way we listen to. And we'll soon see why, because he's the middle one, so we listen to him. We have Belezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Nidin Betishim. No. We say it's worth 90 dinrim. Again, the one that said it was worth a mana, that's 100 dinrim. The one that said it was worth 20, that's only 80 dinrim. And the one that said it's worth 30, that's 110 dinrim. So therefore he says, you go after a middle sheet, we'll soon see, it's worth 90 dinrim. We'll soon see why. He says 90. Shvam says, Pitzadik dinner, mina chomei sloyim, sheyesh poi shnayim apchus noichim echatz adayim yud dinrin, masif nal shol shmoinim, mason say. He gets 90, that's what he says. Achim, other one says no, oisin shuma b'neim, we have to make a shuma between them, o mishalshin, and you divide it up by three. Shbam says, oisin shuma b'neim, o mishalshin, kleimar, choshvin b'kama chalukim. Let's see how much is the difference between the two or three different dayanim. Dehainu aboyim dinrin. There are 40 dinrin different. Sheyesh b'shloishim yoysim yoysim shom esrim. The one that says it's worth 30 soim, that's 40 dinrin more than one that says it's worth 20. Umeyoysim aboyim. Now from this 40, there's a difference of 40 dinrin, a difference. Tidum v'shlish, take one third of that. Dainu shloishos, or 13 dinner, or shlish the third dinner. Al shumainim, add that on to 80, that's how you get it. So kids, the difference between, the one that says 30, the one that says 20 dinrim, it comes out to be 40. So the difference